moment say, Father, I give you praise. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your life and work in me. Thank you for wisdom that I have. Grace I have. Come on, Father, I give you praise. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the name. Come on. Oh, praise. Let praise go up now like incense. Let your praise go up now like incense to his throne. Thank you, God. My great and awesome God, I praise you. Thank you, God, for my life, for my family, for what pasture. For all our locations. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me to yourself. I give you praise. Thank you for your word. Your word is a light unto my feet, a lamp unto my path. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. God's people said amen. God's people said amen. Welcome somebody to church this morning. It's good to see you. I'm happy you're here. Happy you're here today. Good to see you here today. Hallelujah. So, we've been looking at the secrets of winning every day. I'm really excited about these truths because it's one that will tip you over. But it's something you have to apply. It's something you have to actually do something about. This is actually beyond knowledge. You know, I will share some truths, and then you know them, and then you're excited. But this is something to do with what you know. And we're saying that you have to go, if you must win and enjoy the victory that the Lord has given to you every day, you must go beyond knowing to actually remembering. You must not forget. That's how you win every day. That's how you win every day. Are you still here? We don't want to win sometimes. We don't want to have up times and later down times. No, up times and down times are not God's will for us. We win every time. I'm not talking about something happening or things around you and the way things are. I'm talking about you, victorious today, and then tomorrow, not so victorious. I'm talking about you walking in faith today, and then tomorrow, you are afraid. And then again, some fire is sparked, and then you are up again. I'm talking about you winning every day. And it's possible. And I began to show you from James that the reason why we don't experience the blessings of God all around you in your life is because many a times you forget the things that God has done for you. You forget who you are. Who you are. If you forget who you are, and you know, last week we came up with something very interesting. A millionaire bumps his head. It's very interesting. When I go home, I know my wife was live online, but I'll show that. Like, see that? That's a good one. That's a good philosophy question. To get people worked up everywhere, you say. A millionaire has millions, and then he bumps his head, bumps, then he gets up, and he forgets who he was. The Bible says he was. Minister, my dear minister was showing me yesterday. No, when the Bible says he forget what manner of man he was. We keep saying what manner of man he is. He says, no, I think she does say it's nice to say if he remembers who can say he remembers who he is, he forgets what manner of man he was. Because if it's not there, then it's a was. No longer an is. And so this guy gets up and he can't remember. He has his ATM. There are millions in the account. But he can't remember who he is. And then it's going on. And they could even literally beg for stuff. So, but the question we ask is he still a millionaire? So, come on. You had a whole week to think about it. Bumps his head. Millions in his account. Born into wealth. Has it. Bumps his head. And then he forgets. Amnesia. Can't remember. Is he still a millionaire? If you say he is a millionaire, he can't buy nothing for you. He can't do anything for you. He can't. His money is not doing anything now because he doesn't even know. He can't remember he has it. Come on. If you say he's not, then I ask you, all that stuff in his account, what do you call that? You see, it's not such a trick question, but to understand my point. My point is application. Because if we can, I'm talking about winning every day. It's not enough for us to know stuff. We must apply them to win. Okay, look at this. Consider this story. It's the story of, Archbishop Benson shared this story. It stuck because it made a lot of sense. This soap maker and the pastor going and walking. And the soap maker, you know, like many people, they don't view this pastoral ministry. What are you doing? What are you doing, pastor? You're not preaching. You're just talking. Because that's what a lot of believers make us look like, as if we're just talking stuff. So you go out and you don't win. Your friends and your parents and your siblings and neighbors think you are just talking. I am this, I am that. No, they think you're just talking. Because when something happens, guess what? You forget who you are and react the same way they react. Hey! The same way they do it. Hey, so, what are you talking? Why are you going to church? Why are you doing all this stuff? So you don't know what you're doing. Because at that moment, you forget. Remember, we started again with this good example. Exam hall. You know the answer. But you can't remember it. You can't pass that exam. You know, in medicine, we do VIVA. They take this oral. And so you are in front of three or four lecturers, professors sometimes. And then you've written this stuff, and then you are there. And then they say, what is stuff? So they say, what is this, what is that? And you say, please, I know it. Okay. If you have a good one. She's relaxed, he's relaxed. They're most likely women, and they're most always wicked. But they just sit down there. I was doing a Viva one time, my lady was sleeping. She was sleeping. I was so excited. Maybe in a dream, I'm getting the right thing, saying the right thing, I don't know. And she wakes up and then, no. All right, she's there. And then he says, she's coming. Just say, see, I can tell you this thing, man. I know it. If you know it and you can't remember it, you can win. Right? So life is a series of exams in front of you. Your life every day. So imagine you face an exam on Monday, tomorrow now, Monday, where you have to do something with the word, but you can't remember the word. That's bad. That's terrible. You fail. You lose. So believers are losing in life for lack of remembrance because they can't remember. And if they can't remember, they can't do something about it. I can't go there right now, but the Bible says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, you see. Because when you have heard the word and you not forget the word, at the moment when life's exam comes to you and hits you and people are doing, hey, ho, and then they begin to worry, you remember the name of the Lord your God. They are brought down and they are falling. But come on, the Bible says we are risen and we stand upright. We remember the name of the Lord our God. You remember that time? No. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. You see. You remember at that time I'm the son of God. The child of God. You see. At that time. You need to remember. That's the key. That's the exam there. You can't go and come back. It's there. You don't allow fear to take root in your heart. You remember. So, I told you again, I'm just doing this recap for all of you. If you came, prayer adventure, you weren't here. But I told you, the key is to remember, and then it causes the right actions to come. You see? The goal is to come to church or meet the Lord and capture something. Capture a picture that you can keep. We've had so many beautiful examples through the course of this teaching. Remember, Pastor, your pastor, Pastor East, and his wallet, his wife's picture in the wallet. Open his wallet, you see his wife's picture. You see. He wants to go from time to time and open a picture. He knows his wife. He knows this lady is pretty, but he wants to see it again. See it again. Refreshes the memory. Glory to God. So we have to remember. Take your Bibles to, okay, just go to James. Let's read it. Go to the book of James, chapter number 1. Quickly, we're just going to read that, and then we're going to go somewhere else quickly. You have to remember, you know, I want to say, you remember that I showed you John chapter 14 and verse number 26. Also, the work of the Holy Spirit. So I have the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Part of the things that He helps me with? To remember. The Holy Spirit helps me remember. He helps me remember. I know this stuff, but I need to remember them. At that time, through the course of the day. So let me go back to this. I need to say this again. I don't know. You need to understand. So when we come, we do all these nice things. We dance, all these nice dance, all this atmosphere, all these nice words. We take them. All these nice teachings, we take them and we remember them. Even I want to get those of you also taking notes. You're taking notes. You should go back to your notes. Go back to notes of 2 years ago. Man, you see some stuff you wrote down, you're so blessed. You need to remember. That's the reason for taking notes. So you can have them. The Lord said to John, He said, these things write in a book. Keep them, write in a book. So I encourage you, if you're not taking notes, if you can, it's nice to take notes. Write these things, because you might forget them. Most likely you'll forget them. But in the notes, short notes, you can just open today's message. You have the messages maybe on your system or on your phones and all that, but you just want to look at something and you just, in some few minutes, you are done with the whole series. 3 pages, maybe 2-3 pages in the whole series. And everything just comes straight back to your memory. You see? Powerful. In James chapter number 1, quickly, let's go. Verse number 24. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. He goes his way. He forgets what manner of man he was. So if he was a kind of man with a kind of stuff, and goes his way and forgets, James chapter 1 and verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. If the Lord is complaining here that he shouldn't forget. So if he sees this is who I am, he's supposed to take it with him as he goes his way. If he doesn't take it with him as he goes his way everywhere, then it's no use. This is key for your everyday victory. See, don't get, you know, upset and say, Pastor is saying this stuff again, I'm there. No. Please don't. Please don't. It's important. You see, Christianity, being in Christ, in knowing Jesus, there are principles, there are keys, there are rules that help you. You see, there are things that help you. And if you don't know this, you are wondering, why am I not getting this hundredfold return? Why this is not working? It's not enough to have them in church, to know them in church, and to shout them in church. You have to take them everywhere you go. And you take them in your mind, in your memory, you remember. Oh, I remember. So something's happening or stopped, or nothing is happening. You are just in that place, just remembering who you are and just excited. You're not waiting for somebody to tell you something. And so, what about if somebody tells you something negative? Or somebody tells you are a loser. Somebody tells you are a nobody. What would you say then? When I get to church on Sunday, I'll settle the matter. You first of all break down. The Monday is bad. Tuesday is terrible. You are still depressed. And then somebody calls, hello, how are you? You say, what's that? I'm just down. What's that? What's happening? Then you say, this stuff, that stuff. Say, no! Then he tells his story. He says, thank you, Pastor. You just blessed my life. Thank you so much. I can go. Good. That's good. But what about if you have it in you and you can remember? You've wasted Monday and Tuesday. They called you on Wednesday before. So 2 days of your life gone. But you can win every day. Just remember, this is God's desire for you. Remember I showed you in Deuteronomy where he said, write it everywhere. He said, write it on your gates. He said, write it in your hand. Write it everywhere. Write it everywhere. Where said, I said to turn someplace now. Where? Why, still in James? Okay, just get out of James. Go quickly to Luke chapter number 24. I want to do this again. I love this one. Luke chapter number 24. Verse number 1. Oh, let's not read verse number 1. Let's just go straight to the angel begins to talk to them. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get that. And verse number 4. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Verse number 8. And they remembered his words. You see, they remembered his words. So they knew the words, but when they got to the grave and they couldn't find Jesus, the Bible said they were perplexed. So there was trouble. Like, what's happening here? What's going on here? What's that guy? God, that's going crazy. And then the angel came and said, remember, he told you this stuff. And he said, oh, yes, he said it. Everything changed. Losers just became victors just now. People who were wondering just now, they've taken our Lord, they've done, now they've killed him, not anybody, they were perplexed. No. Now they're like, oh, he said it too. Everything just changed because they remember. What about you're in that tight corner and then you are praying? It's good to pray. Guess what the Lord wants to do? He wants to pinch you and say, remember what I told you. Remember I told you this year you overcome. See, you know they are giants, oh God. I said, I know now. Lord, to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit on my throne as I overcame. You remember? He said, okay. Hey, go on, overcome this giant now. Yes, Lord. Victory comes like that. Simple. So all the teachings, all the words, they are not just for us to just say things. Nobody's just trying to talk. They just take 1 hour and talk. No. We're trying to give you a picture that you can snap and keep in your wallet. This is who I am. So things are going funny. In the office, it's 3 p.m. Nothing seemed to have clicked. Come on. Who are you? Do you remember who you are? Right there in that time. No, not in church. Not this our feel good mood. No, we are in that mood now. Come on. You're dancing. I go to follow you to go. It's working. You're good. The spirits. And you're alive. And you say, the devil come. The devil should come out. Deal with him. All right. He says, all right, let's wait. Let's wait first. Let's wait. You're happy now. There you go. Then if you live here and forget all those things and face him with amnesia, if you face the devil with amnesia, you are gone. He forgets what manner of man that he was. It's a terrible thing. And they remembered his words. So they knew it, but they had to remember. Now, before you begin to hate me, take your Bibles to 2 Peter. Or rather, before you begin to turn me off, see, I'm going to just turn this guy off. What is he saying? Let's take a break. I know. You are starting. You mean you start doing. I know now. Just know you are in trouble. Well, don't worry. Imagine you start doing, I know. As I'm talking now, you are doing, I know. Just know you are in trouble. Adi, you know everything I'm saying. Adi, no trouble inside. Just know also. I know this thing you are saying. Then just add, I know I'm in trouble. Just add that one. Yes. Because we have the word given to us. And we go over these things over and over and over again. We don't get to know. Finish. We keep it here. We keep remembering it. We keep putting there. It keeps reminding us. Look at what Peter said. Now, if you are pissed with me that this is my third week of saying this stuff, I'm wondering why are you saying this stuff again? I think you said that James. We saw. I know it. Then look at God. Look at what somebody said. This is a pastor. This is a pastor greater than I. This is an apostle. I'm just a pastor. Verse number 12. Are you in 2 Peter chapter number 1? Verse number 12. Look at it. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Are you seeing that now? He says, you know them, you are established in the present truth, but I will not be negligent to put you, how many times? Always in remembrance of these things. Verse 13, look at it. Yes, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in what? Remembrance. Have you said remembrance again just now? This is the second time you said I have to put you in remembrance. Okay, then you say I'm a bad guy. No, it's not done. No. Knowing that shortly, I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus has shown me. Verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor. This is a pastor. This is a real one. I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my disease, to have these things always in remembrance. He said, you can't escape these things. He said, I will not be negligent to remind you these things. So, I'm telling you this stuff. I know you know it. You are even established. I mean, I enjoy it. Just let us enjoy this stuff. He said, you are established in his present truth. You are established in Christ Jesus. He said, but I will not be negligent towards to put you in remembrance of this thing. Always, so that if I come again, that's what I will say again. If you see me next week, I'm saying the same thing again. Then again, he now goes on to say, he says now, I want to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. I stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Then this is the sweet part. He says now, I want to ensure, I will endeavor, that after I passed, I'm no longer here, I will still make sure. does that not strike you like a very important truth? Are you in church? Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me like that. If you do this thing, I'll do this thing for the next 3 months. I'll just continue doing it. If you keep looking at me like that, I'll do it. I'll put you in remembrance. I'll put you in remembrance of remembrance. Then you will know. Yes, now. I'm teaching remembrance. I'll not put you in remembrance of the remembrance that I'm teaching you to remember. Then you will know. Continue looking at me like that.
The guy says, if I, when I'm gone, I want to endeavor to ensure I have it in a way such that you will still be remembering it. Because to know the truth is not enough. It's not. If you forget, what manner of man he was. If you forget, if you go tomorrow and forget everything, all the, you know, that's okay. Can I just, let me jump into my message today. I'm going to give you some keys to help you. Let me just start to do this because I want to begin to touch them now. Use songs. Yes, it's powerful. Use songs. I have always said, and I will continue to say, that music is one of the most potent means of remembering the Word of God. I'm telling you. The most potent means to remember the Word of God. Music. Very potent. I'm telling you. There's this song, Minister Alex, Rivers, Planet Rivers, Water. They just sang that song. What's that song again? No, before that. Give me that Perry part. I'm planted by the Lord on the riverside. You see, watered of the Lord, all my leaves say green. Let me tell you, just go, wake up on Tuesday. I am planted. See, the devil has finished. Half of his work finished. You remember. You see, you are quoting someone. You are singing it. Music is powerful. I don't have so much time. I don't want to turn. But when the Lord brought victory for the Israelites in Exodus chapter number 15, Moses sang a song. You know that song? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? It's inside your Bible. Amongst the gods, who's like... Inside your Bible, Moses sang a song. Moses sang. Miriam, with the women, began to sing. Those songs, they sang them generations. They kept them. They repeat songs. So you'll be surprised. Say, we are singing the same song. We are singing those songs again to stir up our minds. To stir ourselves up. I'm planning over. We're winning every day. Yeah, come on. You can't lose like that. Say, it's not on Sunday. Take the songs away. If you carry nonsense and put it in your head, it won't help you. Put this kind of song with this kind of lyrics. I'm telling you what to do. You see. You know, some trust in chariots and some in horses. Let me tell you, before I saw it inside Bible, it was Panam Pasipo I first said it. You see it now? Before I even read it inside Bible. Panam Pasipo. It has a song like that. Songs are powerful. Now, I'm saying this. I thought the truth is going to say, these are arguments I want to make. I've made sufficient argument for you to understand remembrance and for you to go consider applying it. Last week, we followed the instructions from the Bible when the Lord said, write it everywhere. I told you, go and write it everywhere. He said, see it with your eyes. He said, be seen it. Okay, I'm doing songs now, so let's do songs. Songs, come on, can you give me more songs? They're good. We have a lot of songs with good lyrics. A lot of songs. With the lyrics, telling you about who you are, what God has done for you. No, when you even sing, I know who I am, I'm walking in power, I live a life of favor. Come on. It's not what pastor said on Sunday. You are remembering it by singing it on Thursday. So if you think when we say get this music, download them, put them there and all that, you think it's just somebody, you just say download them, take, you are saying it's taking space in your phone. Or you don't care and you want to go and download, you want to go and have all manner of funny lyrics that don't help you. Oh baby, I love your face. No problem. When trouble comes, you say, oh baby, trouble, you will know. No problem. Say, I don't usually like them. No, don't like it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Continue. Why do you remember songs? You have to. These songs will help you. You are singing them. I'm telling you, there's a lot of songs that the Lord has given to even to you. I've enjoyed several. Are you wake up? Just wake up. I've been singing, I will follow you. They go since morning. Since morning. My baby was sleeping. I came from cleaning the car. I wanted to clean the car. I didn't clean. So I came back up. I just sing. I go, they follow you. They go. I just went. I said, I want to start my own praise now. You know, in you're singing that song, and then your heart is going in that direction. Lord, I'll follow you. I will never leave you. I will never leave your side. Nothing will distract me from you. So the music, songs are powerful. please. You see, so Moses sang a song. I don't want to go there. Moses sang. David sang several songs. Bible says, singing to yourselves hymns. Are you here? This song, it is well with my soul. I sang the song in all manner of stuff happening. He said, it is well with my soul. He put in a song. And in a song, you don't really struggle. It's easier for you to remember. That's why children are taught with songs, with rhymes. They are taught with songs first. Powerful. So can we keep songs now? Take songs, keep them in your phone, play them all the time. Use meditation. I'll show you this in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8 and Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 21. Go to Proverbs 4:21 first of all. Quickly, please. Now, these are action steps now. There are teachings, I do stuff and we go, but I'm trying to give you the things you require now to do them, to do this teaching. Pastor, how can I remember? Pastor, like me, I don't need to remember something. That is why, like, when they send you message and say, buy Maggi 5 naira, salt 20 naira, crayfish 2 naira, Maggi 5 naira, salt 2 naira, crayfish, just do it like that till you get to the place. What your mama say when you buy? He say, Maggi 50 naira. So I say, nah, lie. Maggi not be 50 naira. You see, repetition. So let's go use meditation. In Proverbs, I said go to Proverbs first, right? Proverbs chapter number 4. We always jump this very important stuff. In verse number 20, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Then he says, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So when we teach, we said, attend to the word of God. Then we say, look at the word of God, they are life. But we forget to tell you how. Let them not depart from where? Eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. You have to. They say they will not depart from thine eyes. How is that possible? Come on. If you say, oh, I'm a Bible person, I follow the word of God, I follow the Bible. How is that possible? You have to actually write it somewhere. It has to be somewhere you can see it. He said, don't let it depart from your eyes. Your eyes. You mean you'll be seeing it. You'll be seeing it. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. So, you take the word of God. You have to consciously do this. And so that's why meditations will help you in terms of speaking the word, talking it, saying it. Meditations there. You see, in Joshua chapter number 1, he tells him to do that. Go to Joshua chapter number 1 quickly. So, action steps for you now. Song. I tend to turn to Joshua, right? Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of where? Thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So, it must not depart from your mouth. You see mouth here? Guess what? You see I. In Proverbs, come on. It should not depart from your mouth, then also your eyes. Keep them in your eyes. So, in your eyes, your mouth, your heart. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. So, have it, please. It's not this simple, Pastor. Let me tell you, there are many things in my father's village. Do this simple thing, they will finish. I'm telling you, I'm challenging you. You say, Pastor, let's do my father's village. I don't care. I will never. Because you do stupid things. Simple things the Bible said to do. You've not done it. But you are bothered about your father's village. And you're thinking I'm talking nonsense. Now I'm not paying attention. Simple. You can just win. You think, okay, me too. Don't I have village? This nonsense. You're bothered about too much nonsense. They told you so much nonsense and left you from, kept simple things from you. Fingertip victory. You just win. It doesn't. There's this pastor in his house, 24 hours, I've been there, 24 hours, music is playing in the house 24 hours. He bought these small systems that work on rechargeable. They are everywhere in the house. They play the same music. So he puts them up. It's rechargeable. So whether there's light or there's no light, it's playing the same music. Go and ask him in his father's village. They don't have, they see, there's secrets. I'm making them as simple. You don't say, is it like that, pastor? It's not like that. Don't worry. Run up and down. When you run up and down, you come out the same truth. Simple things. If you can, if you say, wow, yeah, simple. Can you do it? Will you do it? Would you go now? Right? Have you written anything anywhere? Written something? I was looking at my wife's dress on the wardrobe. She put cold stuff. She speaks those words every day. Powerful stuff. If you do these things, it's simple. Keep them in the midst of it. Keep them in your eyes. See them. You must see them every day. Write it somewhere. Pick a cardboard. Pick a cardboard 29 and write it. I overcome. Goliath falls before me. Every mountain is level before me. Hills are filled up before me. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. Put it there. Put scriptural verses, scriptures following it if you like. Paraphrase them if you like. Put them there. Then talk it, say it. Just say it from your mouth. That meditation. He said, let this thing, this law shall not depart out of thy mouth. The book of law shall not depart out of your mouth. So you should be saying it. Not like the way the child goes and say, tomatoes 15 naira, pepper 100 naira. So be going every day and be saying that. Every day, just say it. Try it at least. Before you think I'm plus the rest, just preaching one nice. It's nice, but I don't know if what. It needs something potent. Can do. If I say, bring candle. You know. Let me say. Just calm down. The Church of Christ annoys me. Truthfully, I'm just saying the truth. They just do nonsense. Naaman came to Elisha to be healed. He says, go deep in the pool, in the river, get the river, 7 times. He said, no. He's angry. Guess what the servant said? The servant said, this is the word, I don't want to turn there. He said, if he had asked you to do a great thing, you would have done it. Go and look at it. He said, if he had asked you to do a great thing, you would have done it. This thing is so simple to get your victory in life. But yet, it's too simple and nonsense. I want to go to a complicated, let them complicate it and confuse me and bamboozle me and give me Greek and Hebrew. I say, yes, this is an anointed man of God. And then there's no victory. At the end of the day, you do all that kind of stuff for nothing. If you would just write it on your wall, if you would get music now, say, challenge pastor, put it there, and you listen to it. And then you sing those and you're speaking them as the word of God says, he said it. Then you're saying from your mouth, say, I walk in victory and power. Say, little children, say you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Say, simple. Many of you have never even opened your mouth from Monday to Sunday to say anything from the word of God. I know. You've never said anything, you don't say it. You don't even remember anything. You just keep hustling for 10,000 naira, 3,000 naira, 2,500, 500 naira. You won't get it. You won't. You will make your way prosperous and have good success. Simple. Keep it here. Just saying. Let's try. I overcome. Every day, every Goliath falls down. The way Goliath fell down before David, that's how obstacles come before me and they fall down too. Talk like that. Keep the picture of David and Goliath. Go in online. Print it out. You see the Goliath. See the printer. Put it on the wall. So that's how big you see. There's no difference. That picture. Just keep it there. Victory. Simple. You will walk in victory. Because when the enemy comes against you, that picture will come. You imagine you see it every day. Is it write it on your doorpost? Your gate, write it. I'm telling you. It's a walk. You walk in victory. In those channels, your eyes, your mouth, they lead straight to your heart. What have I hidden in my heart? So you now ask me, pastor, how do I hide the word inside my heart? I'm showing you how now. There's no ritual. It's nothing. They're not born the thing that will stop and hinder the word of God. That includes me. I'm born of the word. There's nothing fear. You say they are gathered. That thing is a dumb thing to say. Tell me. So that is simple. That's what I'm preaching. Use
songs. Put it in your mouth. Find a way to put it before your eyes. Find a way. Write it. Write it somewhere. Go me there. Can you write it? Go to print it. You can write it. Print it. A4 paper. They'll print for you 15 naira. Print scriptures. You can print scriptures and put them. Gum them. It's your house. It's free. Print it. They'll say, are you going for aesthetics or for breakthrough and victory in your life? Say, it's not going to be fine. You can say, arrange it so that it will be fine. Arrange it neatly so that it will be fine. Print it on A4, A4. Put it on one side of the wall like that. Line it down, A4, black. Put it there. Put the scriptural verses, Bible verses by it. Put it, just align them there. It will be nice there. You see them there. The walk in victory. Jesus Christ died on the cross, eh? It was bloody and messy, but there was victory inside. So if you are wondering about whether your wall that you painted, and you are wondering about your wall you painted or your life, which one? Where will I not go? There's no space. But you remove it. Remove your picture. Your picture has not saved you. Say there's no space. Remove your picture. Create space. Thank you. He tells us to say, put in our lips, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. So as the child goes, create fish, do it like that. Every day, you're talking it like that. To get into your heart. That's how you hide the word of God in your heart. Then use saturation. Use songs. Use meditation. Use saturation. I've said this thing several times in Colossians chapter number 3, through the course of this teaching. Colossians chapter number 3, I want to show you now. Some of you know where it is already. Just look at it. Colossians chapter number 3. Those you have John 3:16. You have Colossians 3:16. In Colossians 3:16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and what? Do you see psalms and hymns now? So he said we're admonishing one another. How? Psalms and hymns. So it means that the person comes and is admonishing you, but he's not preaching. He's singing it. If you hear anybody talk about singing and the power of music and all that, I'm telling you, the most person, most likely are listening to me. I've been saying it. When I was on Facebook and doing that stuff, that's one of the things I put up there. I stressed it. I mean, music is very powerful. Have you sat in your office by yourself and put a good lyrics and you are so blessed as if you were in church on Sunday? Ha! When I've several times, I've gone in the spirit just with music. He said, admonishing one another in what? Psalms. So I say, hey, la 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 la, ya, you are a great guy. In Psalms. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. So I'm not preaching, but I'm singing it. The word of God, Christ, dwell in you what? Richly. Now, so that is one very important key. And that is why I'm going to go into the next thing I'm going to say to you, connected to using saturation, is that there's this issue I've always also countered. If somebody is saying this, most likely heard it from me. I'm studying Bible study, I'm doing my study. Guy, just read the Bible first. When you read it, revelations come out of reading it. Your career is there, I want to study Bible. Say, we were doing our Bible study. You know the meaning of study? Not bad. Somebody say not bad. Study all you like. But read, then study. So, just read the Bible. Don't read it. Don't study. Don't pick, say, I want to study and get, let me study now and get something. See, that's many believers, this thing is the reason why people don't read their Bibles. Because they don't have time to study. Because they think that they need 2 hours to study and then they need to vex. And then you vex very slowly. Then after they finish that, they say, I didn't get anything. So what is this? Just read it. The Holy Spirit will take those truths and open them, reveal them to you. As he reveals them to you, he will begin to connect it for you. Connect it for you. I'm telling you. So my counsel to everybody, believers, as you sit here, and those of you listening now, listen to this message, 5 years, 7 years, listen, just don't make it difficult. Read the Bible. Read 5 verses. Read 8 chapters. Read 2 chapters. Read 1. Just read it. Don't just say, what did I get? Don't worry. Just saturate yourself with the word of God. let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You say, Pastor, when I study the Bible, I don't get anything. You just say study. When you read it, you surprise, you get something. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance these things which I have said. Right? So if you don't, if you never read it, the Holy Spirit can't bring anything to your remembrance. So the first thing you actually need as a Christian is to read the Bible. You hear what I said?
It's too simple. See, what is he saying again? Let this heaven, let me just go. Let it down to serious something.
But you've never read three chapters. This May, you've not read three chapters of the Bible because you are trying to study the Bible. Just read it. Many a times, the Holy Spirit, as you are walking on the streets, you are bathing in the shower, you are in the office, the Holy Spirit will take those scriptures you have read and going to show. Hey, remember that story of you know when the Bible said,
that works.
That's how it works. It's not study, it's not difficult. Just read. What you can now do for yourself, which is now super beautiful. All these things I've said, use technology. Now, you can play audio Bible. So you say, Pastor, I really don't have time. Everything is difficult. Ask my wife. Audio Bible, she just takes earpiece, put it in there, palm. She listens to tons and tons of books. Within a week, I listen to a lot of books. Audio Bible, powerful. I said, powerful. You say, go and try it. You'll be amazed. Just download it in your phone. Matthew chapter number 1. The book of Matthew. Man, you're just reading. Just put it down. Be doing. Go. Don't worry. Be doing your stuff. Washing clothes. Be doing stuff. You will finish Matthew, Mark, Luke before you finish washing that pile of clothes. You are angry that they gave you a pile of clothes to wash. You're asking, are there still more? I would like to finish the book of Luke. Bring the clothes now. Luke has not finished. If I leave it, bring more. Because you are sitting down there and there may be scriptures. Sometimes I'll come back from what you say. Jesus is so something else. See, Jesus just answered them. Look at this. Jesus, because you're doing that, you're here. And Jesus answered and said, which of you is that? You're like, sometimes it's just part of hearing that thing there. You're like, Jesus, look at how gracious he is. Go and say no more. Just hear those words. Powerful words. So use technology. That will help saturate your mind. There will be no time for, gay offended me. I just imagine her. What does she think she is like? Because let me tell you, when you are washing clothes, your mind is still working. It's just your hand. Very stupid boy. That's how, he's nobody. That boy is a nobody. He'll be a nobody. I'm talking your mind now. Nonsense. You will never know when your mouth is having. Someone asks, what's this? You say, nothing. Come on. I like, Holy Spirit is catching you. You are doing it. You are thinking hard, then you are just doing some. Hey, nothing, no food. What will I mean? Which kind of life is this one? Now? That's how you just say. So that's how. Oh God, you are thinking of that kind of. Let me stop. And then your face is showing it. Oh, what is this? Nothing. That's so wahala full of you. Because that has been your meditation for the past 1 hour. Washing that heap of clothes, you have been meditating upon how miserable you are. But what about if you take Pastor Yes' message and put it there? And you are hearing me talk to you. Come on. I know who I am. You see. So why do you use yourself? Because I know who I am now. What about if you take the audio Bible and you are playing it? And you are listening to the book of Ephesians. It says, such were some of you. But now, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in evil day. He said, put on the breastplate of truth. You are listening. Devil is a liar. Oh, no, but nothing. Finish. I'm telling you. Go and do it. Go. Use technology. Music too. The same thing. Music. So, I think that's another thing. No longer that cord. If you can get that stuff. No need for cord. That cord is you can't move freely with the cord. But with that thing, you put it on the ear and now just put the thing there. Bam. You are free because the cord is a problem. You just move somewhere, the cord falls from your ear. Now it's Bluetooth. Just connect Bluetooth, put it in there, and go. While you are walking through the day, put it there. Do it. I'm telling you. Okay, I'm a doctor. Let me prescribe.
do this morning, night, morning, noon, and night. Do it for 3 weeks and see victory in your life. Thou shalt meditate upon it daily, day and night. Just meditate upon it. You see, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he need to already meditate day and night. He said it again. You see it now. 3 times Daniel went to pray. He does it like bang out. All right. Say, bros. Say, good afternoon. I said, I come. And he can't wait. 2 minutes. Let's go. Eloi Adonai. What is this one? You know one thing. Go, you see, Muslim. That's how Daniel did it. You're seeing Daniel. Say, what is this one? I think he is. Why you are doing what you think he is? He's setting, aligning himself again in the path of truth. Come on. Use technology. Read the Bible. Use saturation. Use songs. Do everything to keep the word of God inside your mind. After some time, you won't even need all these things. After some time, you won't need them. The word of God will be so rich inside of you. So rich inside of you to come out. You'll be going by yourself. The word of God will be coming out. It will be gushing out of you. You will see something. You will remember scripture. You will see somebody there. Say that's a, the scripture. It will be connected everywhere. Just do these things. You walk in victory. You can win every day. If you want to. The Lord has not made anything complicated or difficult. He has not. Victory is not something you have to climb up a hill, die over. He has made it so simple. So simple. So the key is to remember. And how do I remember? How do I hide the word of God in my heart so that I can remember it all the time? Use all these things. Say it out of your mouth. Write it somewhere. Sure, the Bible says write it in your hand. So write it on your hand. Write it somewhere. So if you can literally take the Bible Bible and write something, right, so that you can look at it like this. As you go, yes, do it. Write it there. Nobody will beat you. It's your hand. Come on. Write it there. That remembrance. As you remember. He said, this man shall be blessed in all his days. Hallelujah. Ah, what the 3 weeks. Somebody blessed today? I want you to walk in victory. I'll do whatever it takes for you to walk in victory. And I'll ensure that our zonal leaders help us with this. Let's do this. Let's do it. This is not just a message in here and say, good teaching, I was blessed. This is something you have to go home and do something about. You have to use your phones. Put this stuff in your phones. Audio Bible, go download it. Say, I don't have it, go download it. Get music. Put all this stuff there. I like that song, Wisdom I Have. I get. Come on. So, blessings. I get. Prosperity. I get all this stuff. Wisdom, I get. Get all this stuff. So you tell yourself again. Say, you know, you look at your empty basket. No. I get wisdom. I get. Come on. You remember. So we sing all these songs so that they can stay. Stay there. I'm telling you. I mean, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. My leaves don't wither. Whatsoever I do prosper. You have it in the song and you sing it. Then you allow the word of God dwell in you richly. Saturate yourself. Saturation is the key. A lot of believers fail because they're not saturated. Saturated in the essence of, let me do this before I go now. Let me stay with the saturation a little bit. You stay with the word of God, a lot of it in your mind. Because if you have, let me do this, see, 20% word of God, 80% all manner. Come on. What will come out if you fish inside your mind? Most likely all manner. Come on, okay, let's do. Look at, let me do it. I have 5 blue balls, 20 red balls. Come on. If I fish, most likely red balls. That's the power of saturation. Saturation is just so simple. I don't know how you can tell Christians to do it. If imagine that all you now have is word of God. He says, so that wherever you turn, you prosper. Wherever you turn, to the left, to the right, say you will prosper. Because all you have is the word of God. So life challenges come. There's nothing. The space in front of you is nonsense. It's nonsense. You can't saturate yourself with nonsense and get victory in life. You have to saturate yourself with the word of God. The word of God is victory. Then you get victory in life. It's simple. You can actually and truthfully win every day. I'll put you in remembrance again when I come next to you. Would you vex for me? I love you guys. Come on, I love you.
Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Jam those hands together. If you know you are...